Renaissance Festival Podcast.
If I had another penny, I would have another gill. I would make the piper play the Bonnie Lass of Biker Hill. The kiln and trim, they drink bumble made from gin. Then to dance, they do begin to the tune of Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and Walker Shores, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shores, call your lads forevermore. When first I went down to the dirt, I had no cow, no pit shirt. Now I've gotten two or three Walker pits done well by me. Biker Hill and Walker Shores, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shores, call your lads forevermore. All the boys from Walker Shore drink half a pint, then 18 more. All the way they rant and roar to the tune of Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and Walker Shores, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call your lads forevermore.
Ogden Gully had a pig, he hit him with a shovel and a dance a jig. Ogden Way and Walker Shore to the tune of Elsie Marley.
Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call your lads forevermore.
If I had another penny, I would have another gill. I would make the piper play the Bonnie Lass of Biker Hill.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 288. I'm your host today, Matt Letter, and that first song that you just heard was Biker Hill, performed by Musical Blades from Treasures of Old. Find out more about Musical Blades at musicalblades.com. So once again, hello and welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy our music selection today. I picked out a bunch of really fun songs. Some of the groups haven't been played in a while. Some of them are variations on things you know. And some of them are very special up-and-coming stuff and related to some news items that we have. And we're going to dive right back into the music. This is Searching for Lambs, performed by DeCantus from Tonight Will Mary Be. Find out more about them at DeCantus.com.
As I walked out one May morning betime, I met a maid from home at strayed just as the sun did shine. What makes you rise so soon, my dear? Your journey to pursue. Your pretty little feet, they tread so neat, strike off the morning dew.
I'm going to feed my father's flock, his young and tender lambs, that over hills and over dales lie waiting for their dams. Oh stay, you handsome maid, and rest a moment here, for there is none but you alone that I do love so dear. Shine, how pleasant is the air. I'd rather rest on a true love's breast than any other where. For I am thine and thou art mine, no man shall uncomfort me. We'll join our hands in wedded bands, and married we shall be.
As I walked out one
One May morning,
one May morning.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't...
Actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because.
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder, Brad Boucher, and Mark Gunn. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard. How would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? Just become a podcast Patreon. Patreons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. The people producing this show are volunteers, but there are costs involved in producing two shows a month. We have to pay for web hosting, file storage, bandwidth, and other services. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show, you will be helping this podcast continue. You can learn more on our website, renaissancefestivalmusic.com, and click on donate, or you can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is Patreon, spelled patreon.com/renfestpodcast. Once there, you will see the different levels of support. Each level represents an amount that you may donate for each episode produced. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
Gnome says to Magrath, the captain said, oh, it's like a sailor of your voided, with a scarlet coat and a fine cloth hat. Gnome says to Magrath, but you like that earlier to the shore, and after 7 long years or more,
That last song was Mrs. McGrath, performed by Henry Martin from On the Salt Sea. Find out more at facebook.com/CaptainHenryMartin. And it appears that Henry Martin is up to all sorts of things with a bunch of different groups now, so definitely go to Facebook and check out what groups he is sailing with now. It is the fall season here in North America, and we are winding down our list of festivals remaining in the year, but there are some very exciting fairs still active. In fact, it is one of my favorite times to visit festivals. It's not too cold and it's not too hot, and there's often plenty of shade so you don't get sunburned. My home fair, the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, is about to start up very shortly, and we were lucky last year to have this group be joining us. This next song is going to be by Stari Olsa. They are a group from Belarus, and they perform on traditional handmade instruments. They're fantastic, and I highly recommend you check them out. They're going to be performing at several different festivals this year. And the song you're going to be hearing right now is Kola Ryserska, once again performed by Stari Olsa from Kola Ryserska. Find out more about them at Stari Olsa, StaryOlsa.com.
Кому Бог дав душу, а яка пекна скола рицерська, хто здатний вершник і рубака, гонор і слава королевська, хто завше рушить у атаку, рветься до войны усялякой, має той душу вояка. Пекная скола рыцарська, хто завше рушить у атаку, рветься до войны всялякой, має той душу вояка. Пекная скола рыцарська.
Школа рыцарская. Any travelers who may need to exchange foreign currency during their voyage needn't worry. There are plenty of banks all along our moats. And remember, and a friendly reminder, when it rains in the jungle, who cares? That's why they call it a rainforest. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Just listening to Do You Love an Apple by Celtic Stone from their retrospective CD Digital Flashback. I'm Bob Brinkman and welcome to From the Archives, the segment of the show dedicated to the music of artists who are no longer touring or who are no longer with us. Celtic Stone was a popular band at a number of Southern and Midwestern Renaissance festivals from 1983 to roughly 1990. They tended towards an eclectic mix of Irish trad mixed with folk and rock influences, and were even known for acoustic versions of things such as Thick as a Brick. Eventually, they moved towards a more newgrass, gypsy jazz, jam band feel, and they featured a number of fantastic artists in their lineup over the years. David Klaus on Hammered Dulcimer, Robin Hilliard, Todd Menton and David Rowe on vocals, Bob Bielefeld on flute, every incarnation of Celtic Stone, every lineup was just fantastic. Unfortunately, since a lot of their music was released on vinyl, being one of the few festival artists that released on vinyl, does make some of their older stuff hard to find. So with that in mind, we're going to treat you with a second song, which is definitely a classic affairs and a fan favorite, Two Magicians, from Celtic Stone's self-titled album. Enjoy.
A lady sits at her own front door, as straight as the willow wand. And by there comes a lusty smith with his hammer in his hand.
Bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. And the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. Why do you sit there, lady fair, all in your robes of red? When come tomorrow at this time, I'll have your maiden head singing, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide. And the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.
Would you do to me this wrong? What a thing to have me made in hand, which I have kept so long. I'd rather I was dead and cold, and me body laid in the grave, than a husky, dusky, cold blacksmith me made in hand should have. So the lady, she curled up her hand, and she swore upon the mold, that he'd not have her made in hand for all a pot of gold.
But the blacksmith, he curled up his hand, and he swore upon the mass, that he would have her maidenhead for half of that or less, singing, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.
And thus began the battle, transmogrifications betwixt the two magicians.
And they flew pair and pair, cooing, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.
The lady, she turned into a mare, as dark as the night is black.
Ah, but he became a golden saddle, and clung upon her back.
The lady, she turned to a hare, and ran all over the plain.
But he became a greyhound dog, and ran again, working by lady by, there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.
She turned into a bulldress ship and sailed o'er the sea.
But he became a bold captain, and aboard of her went he.
So lady, she turned to a sheep, a grazing on yon common.
He became a big horny ram, and soon he was upon her. And zipped right into her, shocking. Bye, lady, bye, for there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride.
She turned into a mulberry tree, hiding in the wood.
But he came forth as a morning dew, and sprinkled her where she stood. So the lady, she ran out of tricks, and she turned into a bear. He became a coverlet and gained her maidenhead, singing, bide, lady, bide, for there's nowhere you can hide, and the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride. And when she woke, he took her so, and still he made her bide, and the lusty smith became her.
her love for all her mighty pride, singing my lady fine. There's nowhere you can hide, and Lusty Smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride, singing my lady fine. There's nowhere you can hide, and Lusty Smith will be your love, and he will lay your pride, singing my lady fine. There's nowhere you can hide, and Lusty Smith will be your love, and he will.
Your face I resolved to honor and renown ye. If now I be disdained, I wish my heart had never known ye. What I that loved and you that liked, shall we begin to wrangle? No, my heart is fast and cannot disentangle. If I admire or praise you too much, that fault you may forgive me. Or if my hands had strayed a touch, then justly might you leave me. I asked you leave, you bade me love. Is now a time to chide me? No, no, I'll love you still. What fortune e'er betide me? Sun, whose beams most glorious are, rejecteth no beholder, and your sweet beauty past compare made my poor eyes the bolder. Where beauty moves and wit delights, and signs of kindness bind me, there, oh there, where'er I go, I'll leave my heart behind me. There, oh there, where'er I go, I'll leave my heart behind me.
And you just heard Since First I Saw Your Face, performed by Jim Hancock from Love and Other Silly Stuff. Find out more at jimhancock.com. Now, some of you may not know that in addition to having several podcasts affiliated with the Renaissance Festival podcast, we also have a body version of our show, as well as a version specifically for our Patreon backers. So if you're into more body music, go to renbody.com or visit us on iTunes and Gplay for a collection of some interesting songs this week. The next song that we'll be hearing on this podcast is Bully in the Alley, performed by Rumfellows from Oki Maritime Music. Find out more about Rumfellows at facebook.com/okiepirates. That's O-K-I-E Pirates.
Bob, there's a bully in the alleyway. Hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley. Bully down a shin bone now. Sally is a girl that's down in the alleyway. Hey, bully in the alley. Sally is a girl that I splice near. Bully down a shin bone now. And I help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley. Sally, way, hey, bully in the alley. there's a bully in the alleyway. Hey, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley. Old man saying, way, hey, bully in the alley. One more chorus and we're belaying. Bully down Shinmona. And help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley. Bully down Shinmona. And help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, there's a bully in the alley. Bully down.
Mark Gunn of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, Captain Nicholas London of the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and artist and adventurer Matt Letter have teamed up to create a new kind of podcast. This is the story of the crew of the Quasar. Listen in as Gus Mainsails, Jenny Malone, Mark Gunn, and a group of geeks bring you their take on adventure. All fandoms, all worlds, any time and any dimension is within their grasp. Come and take a trip on our airship at quasarship.com. That's QUASORSHIP.com.
When I was young and in my prime, could wander wild and free, there was always a yearning in my heart to follow the call of the sea. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night till I return once more, until I return once more. On all the stormy seven seas I sail before the mast, and on went on, I swore it would be my last. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night till I return once more, until I return once more. Now I have a girl named Mary Doyle, and she lives in Green Ore, and the foremost thought that is in her mind is to keep me safe on shore. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night till I return once more, until I return once more. Now a landsman's life is all his own, he can go or he can stay. Ah, but when the sea gets in your blood, when she calls, you must obey. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night till I return once more, until I return once more. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night till I return once more, until I return once more.
That last song was Farewell to Carlingford, performed by Bardmageddon from their self-titled album. Find out more about them at facebook.com/Bardmageddon. So listeners, we are holding a ticket giveaway for the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. If you're interested in free tickets, go to our Facebook page and post a picture of yourself in garb and comment hashtag GoToLARF and tell us why you want to attend the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. The winner will receive 4 tickets to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. And again, that hashtag is GoToLARF. That's GoToLARF. Up next, we have Hangu performed by Circa Paleo from their album Roseland. Find out more about them at circapaleo.com. So as I mentioned before, there are multiple versions of this show. Right now, Patreon backers of our show have an extra few songs that we give them in thanks for their contributions to help support us. This show is completely run by donations and we are very, very grateful. The Patreons are currently listening to Prettiest Hobbit performed by Kilted Kings, Red Haired Boy and Campbell's Farewell performed by Laughing Hearts, CSM number 100 performed by Estampida, and Married to a Mermaid performed by The Dregs. If you're interested in hearing more music for these shows, please consider becoming a Patreon. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Want to have your say? Go nominate an act or fair for the Renaissance Festival Awards. Nominations are being taken for the 2017 awards now, with voting to come in the fall. Go on over to renaissancefestivalawards.org now and cast your nomination.
Some people sing of the Southlands,
Others may sing of the North. Some sing of Dundee or Norfolk or Hull, of Mayo or Dublin or Gort. Some songs are written of ladies of Spain who dress up in red or chartreuse. But I'll sing a song of my favorite lass, who outshines them all wearing puce. She's always a joy to converse with. She's never been rude or obtuse. And though she is gifted with all kinds of wit, her tongue's never known to be loose. She'll tell you her feelings, but you'll never hear long tales of her trip to Toulouse. You'll never feel the need for to turn a deaf ear to my lovely young lady in puce. Her cooking is simply delightful, her kidney pie, capon, or goose. When served with a trifle or faggots and peas, resistance is simply no use. If I must commit crimes to win her, I would gladly risk facing the noose. I'd rather be hung, drawn, and quartered than lose my lovely young lady in peace.
Take it!
Take it where?
Let's raise a glass to this lady, a toast to her health I'll produce. And even though I can't afford ale or wine, I'll gladly drink to her with juice. But someday I'll change her attire, she'll wear white and I'll hear no excuse. Then we'll go get a room, for I'll then be the groom of the lady who used to wear puce.
That last song was The Lady in Puce, performed by Minstrosity, from Why Am I Not Surprised? Find out more about their current projects at merrymeasure.com. We here at the podcast would love to extend a heartfelt thanks to our friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Hank Woodward, and Mari Vopio. Thanks, Craig, Hank, and Mari. So, how are we doing? Is there a song or performer that you would like to hear on the show? We love your comments, suggestions, feedback, all that good stuff, and we are happy to talk with you about all the wonderful things that we play on the show. We love to talk to you about Renaissance festivals. We are very passionate about performers, artists, everybody that makes Renaissance festivals happen. So please let us know what you think. Email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. You can call or text 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. And if you're looking to get a hold of me, I'm on Twitter at MattLedder. That's MattLedder. Well, it looks like we are to the last song of this show. Thank you so much for staying with us. I'm very excited about this last artist we are playing because our last song will be performed by Serena. Serena has been on hiatus for a little while, and they are back. They are going to be performing at several fairs. Please check out wearesirena.com to get the complete listing of all their upcoming events. So we're going to be going out on Scarborough Fair, which will be done in a way that I guarantee if you haven't heard this version, you've never heard a version like it before. This will be Scarborough Fair performed by Serena from their self-titled album. Find out more about them at wearesirena.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you in the lanes.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Remember me to one who lives
there. Remember me.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.